BBC News with Charles Carroll. The Spanish government is to hold a special cabinet meeting within the next hour to begin imposing central control over the region of Catalonia. The Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, said that he had agreed with Spain's opposition parties on measures aimed at restoring the rule of law. Catalonia's devolved government says it has a mandate to declare independence after a referendum earlier this month. Human rights campaigners and Zimbabwe's political opposition have condemned a decision by the World Health Organization to appoint President Robert Mugabe as a goodwill ambassador. Human Rights Watch said that, given Mr. Mugabe's record on human rights, it was an embarrassment to give him such a role. The opposition party described the move as laughable. The Egyptian authorities say more than 50 members of the security forces have been killed in an ambush by Islamist militants. The Interior Ministry said that jihadists had fired at the officers during a raid near the Bahariya Oasis. The United States has urged the Iraqi government to limit the deployment of troops in the north of the country to prevent unnecessary clashes with Kurdish forces. On Friday, Iraqi federal troops engaged in several hours of fighting with Kurdish Peshmerga forces to take control of the last remaining district of Kirkuk province. The former White House adviser, Steve Bannon, has denounced George W. Bush after the former president made a speech implicitly criticising Donald Trump. Mr. Bannon said Mr. Bush had no idea what he was talking about, just like when he was in office. On Friday, Mr. Bush, without mentioning names, spoke against populist nationalism espoused by President Trump and his former top strategist. And forensic experts investigating the death more than four decades ago of the Chilean poet Pablo Neruda say he didn't die of prostate cancer, as previously thought, and could have been poisoned. Neruda died shortly after the military coup led by General Augusto Pinochet in 1973. BBC News.